In the meantime, thousands more satellites will be launched, including Galileo's. But one thing Martin Sweeting is particularly excited about is what's going to be happening in the next 20 to 30 years.
I think it's inevitable that we will see sustained human habitation on the moon. That's probably a good stepping stone for Mars. And what we will see is that we will need the same space infrastructure that we have on Earth placed around the moon and around for Mars.
That sounds sort of almost something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yes, but there's a lot of things that are in sci-fi movies 20 years ago that we take for granted. I can remember as a kid going to the, you know, the B movies and seeing these black and white science fiction, you know, they're rather old even then, science fiction movies where doors magically opened as you came in and that people had little, what now we would look at as a smartphone. And these things were considered absolutely outlandish. And they were very simple things, which now we don't even give a second thought to. So 20 years hence, anything's possible.
Cheers to that, then. Thank you to all my wonderful guests this week, Martin Sweeting, Catherine Mealing-Jones, Chaz Dixon and Doug Millard. And also a big thanks to Greg Roberts and Matthias Bopp, who let me use their recordings of Prospero. You can find more on their website, Sounds from Space. Give it a search, or you can find a link from our website, nakedscientists.com/astronomy, where you'll also notice that everything from this podcast has been transcribed. Nifty, hey. Finally, all music was created using Duke Deck. Check it out, dukedeck.com. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Greg Jackson. This is Naked Astronomy, and I will be seeing you next month.